This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson talks right about the environment, but he votes far right. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, one of the country's most respected environmental organizations, the League of Conservation Voters, has taken a close look at congressional voting records. You scored only 25 out of a possible 100, Al. That's a flunking grade. I scored 78. Not sensational, but a lot better than you bottom-dwelling slugs. You voted against tough enforcement of the clean water laws and for a bailout of polluters. You voted against controls on pesticide residues and food and against compensation for victims of toxic waste. You even voted against tougher automobile pollution standards and against efforts to deal with radon in houses, asbestos in schools, and pollution in rural drinking water. It's a good thing Congress rejected your position on many of those issues, Al. With your miserable anti-environment voting record, instead of America the Beautiful, we'd have America the Polluted.
Bottom-dwelling slug now, eh? Well, Ted, while you vote in the extreme, I've been voting in the mainstream on environmental issues. The record you cite is a bogus saliva test on the environment. A few arcane amendment votes are toted up that ignore the final results, votes that failed by margins of 45 votes or more. Clean water. Lord, I worked like a dog on the conference committee to hammer out a compromise, and that's the bill that became law. Safe drinking water? I'm the guy who worked to get the debate going in the Senate. I was the original co-sponsor of Superfund. Radon and asbestos in schools? I voted for those bills, too, and they became law. I'll always flunk every test administered by the extremists, but when the important work really needs to get done, I'll be right there in the thick of it. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on special interest education funding. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.